Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review some R-controlled vowels. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if I'm going too fast for you. It's okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end, okay? All right, let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And you should write neatly. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we are going to color first. So today we are going to work on three different R-controlled vowels. Remember, we are reviewing, which means the R controls the vowels. Vowels are A, E, I, O, U. And when the R controls the vowel, you really can't hear it. Today we're going to work on A-R, E-R, and O-R. So let's look for our first object. Ready? I want you to find this one. K-or-n, k-or-n. Corn. Do you see the corn? There's two of them. Corn. There's corn on the grill, and there's corn on the table. And they're both corn on the cob, which I love. So let's color the corn. What color? What color is corn usually? Yes, yellow. Color both corn yellow, the one on the grill and the one on the table. So corn has our k or. Do you know which two letters say or? We know it's something r. Which vowel is in front of or? Which vowel is in front of the r? O. O r says or. O-R says or, and we are coloring both of the corn yellow, the one on the table and the one on the grill. I love corn on the cob. Corn has our O-R, or. O-R, or. Okay, take two more seconds for the yellow corn. Two, one. All right, now I want you to look for this. It also has O-R. Okay, he, w-or, he, w-or, what's w-or, wore, see the boy, he wore an apron, wore, let's color the apron because he wore it, he wore the apron, let's color it blue, any kind of blue will work for me, color the apron on, you know, that protects his clothes when he's grilling. War has our O-R, w-or, he wore an apron. He wore some tennis shoes, war. It has our O-R, O-R says, or. The R is kind of bossing around our O. And you can't really hear the ah sound, and you kind of hear the O sound, but you really hear the R the most, or. O-R says or, he wore an apron. He wore some shorts. Oh, did you hear that one? Shorts. Do you see that he's wearing shorts under his apron? Let's color his shorts. Let's color them green. Can you find a green crayon? Any kind of green will work. They're peeking out under his apron. Color his shorts green. Shorts has O-R because O-R says or. Good. Okay. Well, we might as well color his shirt, right? Let's color his shirt. Let's color his shirt orange. It's peeking out from underneath the apron. He wore a shirt. W-or. W-or. And corn. So color that shirt orange. And he has a blue apron. And he wore it while he made the corn. He wore an apron while he made some corn, and he wore some shorts. That's right. Okay, two more seconds. Two, One. All right, let's move away from OR says or for a little bit. OR says or. Let's move away. Let's see if you can find this one. Ready? J-R. J-R. Yes, jar. There are two on the table. They're on the bench seat of the table. I want us to color the small one. Will you color the small jar, jar? Color the small one red. Any kind of red will do. I found my red violet crayon, so I'm going to use my red violet crayon, which is just fine. So we're coloring the small jar. Jar says R. It doesn't say or. Do you remember which vowel the R is bossing around when it says J-R? It's A. A-R says R. Did you remember that? O-R says or, like in corn and shorts and war, and A-R says R. Take 2 more seconds for the red jar. 2, 1. Now I want you to color the large. Large. Yes, large. I want you to color the large jar. Oh, let's do yellow. Find a yellow crayon and let's color the large jar yellow. Large has our AR sound. AR says R. AR says R, like in jar and large. We also have R. Car says R. There are a lot of words with AR. Far, R. Yep. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Well, boys and girls, here's another one. Ready? Yard. 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 He's in his back yard. Correct. He's in his back yard. Let's color underneath the table and the grill. Let's color some green grass. Find your green crayon and let's color some green grass for the yard. Yard has our AR sound. Yard. I'm going under the table a little bit and next to the grill a little bit and under the grill. A-R says R. The bossy R doesn't let us hear the A at all. I mean, it's not even there, but it is. A-R together says R. And then we remember O-R. O-R says or, like corn. So I'm coloring a little bit of grass next to the boy. I'm not going all the way up. I'm kind of staying towards the bottom. Don't go up because that's kind of where the sky will be. So just kind of stay down towards the bottom of your paper and color some green grass in the yard. Don't go all the way up. Don't go all the way up. All right. So AR says R like jar and large and yard. And OR says or like corn and shorts and war. Let's try a new one. Take 2 more seconds for your green grass. 2, 1. Remember, you can always finish at the end. Let's try a new one. Ready? Let's see if you can find this one. Water. Do you see the water bottle on the table? The water bottle? Water. Let's color the water bottle. Well, let's color the water inside blue, obviously. Let's color that blue. Water. It doesn't have R, A-R-R. Otherwise, we would say water. And it doesn't have O-R, or. Otherwise, we would say water. It has R. Do you remember which vowel the R is bossing around when it says in water? E-R. E-R. Has E-R in water. The E-R in water makes the sound. So I colored the water inside the bottle blue. And then do you see that little water droplet up at the top? I colored that blue. And then let's color the water bottle cap. What do you think? How about, what do you think? I don't know. Let's do pink. We haven't done pink yet. Let's do pink. Who cares? Find a pink crayon if you can find one. If you can't find one, go ahead and just use your red crayon, some kind of a red. So a pink bottle cap. Pink bottle cap on the bottle water. Water. Is ER in water. Now see if you can find this one. Ready? Burger. Burger. Yes, the burger. Look at it on the table. Oh my gosh, I'm so hungry now. All right, let's color the hamburger buns brown. So the one on the top and the one on the bottom. Let's color it brown. Just the buns. Burger has an ER at the end. Burger. And it says ER, just like water. Water. Burger have ER at the end. So we just colored the hamburger buns. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Now let's color the lettuce green. See it? See the lettuce peeking out? Let's color that lettuce green. It's peeking out. Yum. Makes me hungry. Burger, water. They say ER. Like bacon. Burger. Okay, and then inside the hamburger, don't panic, but we already used brown, so let's use black to kind of make the burger stand out, the actual meat of the burger. Use your black crayon and it'll look like a hamburger. We're not burning it, it's not charred to a crisp. It's okay. Burger, like under, and ba and water. I almost said bottle. There is no R in bottle, boys and girls. Don't listen to me when I say that. I meant to say water. Okay, we have one more. ER says er. It's the boy's name. Ready for this? His name is Oliver. Oliver. ER says in Oliver. Let's color his hair black. Find a black crayon or a gray crayon, or use your pencil, and let's color Oliver's hair black. In Oliver is ER. In water is ER. In burger at the end is ER. These all have ER. Under is ER. All right, take three more seconds for Oliver's black hair. Three, two, one. And there's one more burger that he's flipping. See the burger on the grill? He's flipping it. Let's use our brown crayon to color that burger. Color that brown hamburger patty. He's flipping it. See it? Okay, color that brown. Shouldn't take you too long. ER in burger at the end says er. Burger at the end, water, Oliver. And now we're gonna do under the spatula that Oliver is holding. It's the cooking utensil that he's holding. It's called a spatula. It helps you flip the burger. That spatula is under the grill. See it? It's under. Let's color the spatula. Oh, let's make it fun. Oh, let's do red. Find a red crayon, any kind of red will do. And let's color the spatula, which is under the table, red. Under. Under. ER. The in under is ER. So take two more seconds. Two. One. Let's review. Ready? Jar has AR. Water has ER and corn has OR. Pick up your pencil. Let's do some work down at the bottom with our pencil. Start on number one. Number one, there's a row of pictures going across. If you hear any sounds that we worked on today, I want you to circle it. First one is fork. Fork. Yes, circle it. Fork like corn. Our next picture is leaf. Leaf. No, leave it alone. How about glue? Glue. No. What about flower? Yes, flower like water. What about pie? No. And what about this? It's park. Park. Yes, circle that. So you should have fork, flower, park. All right, let's try number two. Ready? Herd. We have an ER. It says er. Herd. Like a herd of cows. Circle the, or trace the circle around ER. Scoot over. Let's write the missing letters. Er, ER. And then scoot over. Let's write the word. H. Er is ER. D. Herd. You should have H-E-R-D, herd, like a herd of cows. Number three, barn. B-arn. I see A-R. It says R. Trace the circle around A-R, barn. Scoot over. Let's write the missing letters for R. We need A-R, so it says barn. And then scoot over. Let's write the whole word. B-b-b. R is A-R. N. Check it. You should have B-A-R-N. Barn. Number four. This is torn. It's a piece of paper that is torn. Let's write it. T-T-T. Or. Which two letters say or? O-R. N. Check it. You should have T-O-R-N. Torn. We'll use circle the O-R in torn. And the last one, number five, that plant is called a fern. I'll help you spell it. Ready? F, er. Which two letters? E-R says er. And then n is the end. So check it. You should have F-E-R-N. That plant is called a fern. Will you circle the E-R in fern? Boys and girls, you did it. You reviewed all of those bossy R's. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.